From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Marine sergeant who faced manslaughter charges for killing unarmed Iraqi men, women, and children in 2005 has entered a plea deal with military prosecutors. Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich agreed to plead guilty to dereliction of duty for his role in the slayings at Haditha. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, all other charges have been dropped.
Sergeant Wooderich was the last of eight Marines to face charges for the Haditha killings that resulted in the deaths of 24 Iraqis, including 10 women and children. All other Marines had their charges dropped or dismissed. One was acquitted. The case centered on the rules of engagement, which govern when a Marine can use his weapon against an enemy. Prosecutors argued that Wooderich lost control of his squad and failed to have the positive identification that's required before opening fire. The defense said the killings were a tragic mistake, but Sergeant Wooderich acted within the military combat rules at the time. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Oil prices have risen about 1% today following word that the European Union has banned imports of oil from Iran. NPR's John Itzi reports tension over Iran's nuclear development program is putting upward pressure on oil prices.
With its ban on Iranian oil imports, the EU is joining the U.S. in ratcheting up pressure on Iran to curb its nuclear development program, which the West believes is aimed at developing nuclear weapons. On December 31st, President Obama signed an order imposing a new round of U.S. sanctions, including penalties on financial firms doing business with Iran. Oil prices have risen steadily in recent weeks as Iranian officials have threatened to block the Strait of Hormuz, an oil export route vital to the global economy. A senior Iranian member of parliament repeated the threat after the EU ban was announced. However, the increase in oil prices was minor. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says President Obama will host Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti on February 9th. Both leaders expected to discuss Italy's efforts to restore market confidence. Monti is an economist and academic, and he took over late last year to oversee sweeping debt-cutting measures in Italy. Destructive storms are moving through the southern U.S. today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports at least two people are dead, more than 100 injured.
A pre-dawn tornado ripped through Alabama, destroying homes and knocking down trees and power lines in at least seven counties. Roads are blocked and tens of thousands of people lost electricity. Several communities near Birmingham were hit. Rescue workers are combing the damaged areas to make sure there are no more victims trapped in the debris. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has declared a state of emergency. The path of the storm was similar to that of a deadly round of storms that struck the state in April, but smaller in scope. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
This is NPR. Republican U.S. Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois is recovering after undergoing surgery early this morning. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports a freshman senator suffered a stroke over the weekend.
Senator Kirk checked into a hospital on Saturday, and tests revealed the senator had suffered a stroke on the right side of his brain. Doctors say the surgery, performed to relieve swelling around the brain, was successful, and that Kirk's general good health, the nature of the stroke, and his relative young age, he's 52, are positive factors. The stroke has affected his left arm and leg, as well as some facial movement. Kirk was first elected to the Senate in 2010. Then a member of the U.S. House, he won one of the most closely watched Senate races, capturing the seat formerly held by President Obama with 48% of the vote. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The European Union plans to ease its sanctions on Myanmar after the country, also known as Burma, agreed to move toward pro-democratic reforms. The EU says the first step is ending its visa ban on Myanmar's president and other senior officials. Well, News Corp is hoping to bring Mundo Fox to a Spanish-language market near you. Today, the company said it was teaming up with Colombia-based RCN Television Group to launch a Latino broadcast network in the U.S. Mundo Fox will be carried on stations accessible to about three-quarters of U.S. households. Mundo Fox will compete with Univision and Telemundo, and it launches this fall. At last, check on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 30 points at 12,690 in trading of just over 2 billion shares. NASDAQ off 6 points. It's at 2781. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.